News, I'm Ben Thomas. Senate Majority Leader John Thune's rejecting a proposal from Democrats to end the government shutdown, calling it a non-starter. It involved extending for a year expiring health care subsidies. President Trump's pushing another idea Senate Republicans have dismissed.
If we terminate the filibuster, the country will be open within 10 minutes.
Meantime, Ed Donahue reports.
The Trump administration is asking a federal appeals court to halt SNAP food aid payments after a court order that it provide full November payments today. Radha Mutaya with the Capital Area Food Bank in D.C. says the need is great.
We know that food insecurity is at 36% across our region. But when we looked closely at those that had been formerly employed by the federal government, the food insecurity for that group was actually 41%. And so when we saw that information, we knew that even though the furloughed workers are still actively employed, they are likely to slip into food insecurity at a higher rate and faster.
Some states have already started distributing SNAP payments. I'm Ed Donahue.
Air traffic controllers are among those working without pay during the shutdown, so the FAA is aiming to cut flights, at least 1,000 canceled today. In other news, Cornell University has agreed to pay $60 million and accept the Trump administration's interpretation of civil rights laws in order to restore federal funding and end federal investigations into the school. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment has tumbled this month, down nearly 30% from a year ago, amid pessimism over personal finances and anticipated business conditions. However, one group feeling more confident, stock market investors. Seth Sutel on how they fared today.
Stocks wound up mixed, but still clocked their first weekly loss in the last four. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Friday. The benchmark index spent most of the day in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 74 points. The Nasdaq fell 0.2%.
This is AP News. A new set of Hall of Famers.
What time does Wee Willie Winkie run through the town?
Trivial Pursuit. It's more than a game.
Trivial Pursuit was created by a pair of Canadian journalists in 1979 and has been going through iterations ever since.
The Trivial Pursuit 90s edition, from Tammy Faye to Y2K.
And this one started as a pencil and paper game in the 1930s. But it was Milton Bradley's 1967 plastic edition, a new set of stations and model ships that made it a hit.
A game you can play anywhere.
Hall of Famers.
Battleship. From Milton Bradley.
And then there's Slime.
Oh, yuck.
Gooey, a new sticky, set of Hall and often of homemade. All three now in the National Toy Hall of Fame in
new
Rochester,
Hall of
New York, honoring toys that inspire creative play across generations. There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.